Welcome to Transition State.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna do a smash hit rock song for all of you sitting in the audience watching the show at the Ludlow, which is called Fuck With Me and Find Out. You can get away with murder. You don't know who you're fooling with. I'm going to shoot you with my BB gun. Fuck with me and find out. 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 Keep on with the shit. Keep on talking shit to me and I will bust you in your chops. Plus I'm going to knock your block off. Fuck with me and find out. Fuck with me and find out. A stick and hit me upside the head once and in the back six times. He also beamed me in the back with his BB gun.
Fuck with me and find out. Fuck with me and find out. Fuck with me and find out. Fuck with me and find out.
Chicago, Diet Pepsi, a whore.
And we're back. Welcome to Transition State, radio fans. I'm your host, as always, Adam. With me, as for the only first time, is Tom.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here, Tom. I want to get the name right. Is it Tom Wazirbitsky?
I think that's kind of correct. I think you've butchered it quite well. It's actually Tom Wazirbitsky. That's our English pronunciation. Or you could call it more personal in the Polish pronunciation, which would be Wierzbicki, but that is easier to butcher.
Wierzbicki?
Absolutely. That sounds perfect.
Okay.
Parents would totally respond to that.
For those of you who don't know, Tom is basically the king of all pharmaceutical science undergrads.
Absolutely. Amen to that.
Tom, what got you into pharmacy?
I think it's a huge question, but I really enjoyed the aspect of healthcare and as well as business. I always saw pharmacy as an opportunity to provide to patients healthcare advice and as well as be able to incorporate business aspects, whether that's with finishing with a pharmacy degree and then going on towards an MBA. I always saw that, and that was always interesting to me. So that's what brought me into the realms of pharmacy school, and that's what brought me through 3 years of suffering so far. Not that everything has been suffering, but it has been a fun time.
All right. That makes sense to me. That's pretty much why I got into, mm-hmm. I think. I really like the part that you're helping people, and there is like giving type of aspect, but it's also in business, and mm-hmm. it's not, I don't know, I think you fall into one side of just the giving, you get the big system, you got to work in a hospital, mm-hmm. you're going to work for a big society, mm-hmm. and you end up sort of losing freedom, you lose the ability to make maneuvers that Absolutely. You have in the private sector, right?
Yeah. And even in regards to management, I think something that still interests me, not only business as in financial kind of corporate capitalism, but rather working with governmental provincial policies. I think we need individuals both with a pharmacy degree to understand the situation as well as someone that can essentially manage people and move forward with healthcare and kind of format it around patients. And I think having the two, understanding what the needs of the people are, and then having kind of the confidence and the competency to format policies and legislation that could format and better help people out there.
Indeed. But what's the pressing matter today?
Pressing matter today is money, money, money. And it's about fundraising to bring back the archives into the digital form.
Yes. We have, as some people may not know, we have an extensive archive of interviews, rare recordings, other things like that. A lot of them are on physical media that deteriorate over time. Screw that. Mm-hmm. We're going to digitize it forever.
Absolutely.
So basically our mission is to save independent media for future generations today.
Just like saving the rainforest.
So we're asking people to call in with those donations, people. You know you want to be a part of something this awesome. Plus, as usual, there are bonus incentives. You want to know what we got, Tom?
Absolutely. I've heard that they're really cool.
Well, as you know, Transition State is devoted to bringing PharmSci to the people. That's pharmaceutical science to the people. So we have lots of cool donations from the pharmaceutical science community. First off, I have a whole bunch of works of scientific genius. Tom, do you know who Mary Ensom is?
Absolutely. She's taught me, and she has style like no other.
Do you remember the first time you met Mary Ensom?
Yeah, she was tiptoe and in designer clothes, and not only did she walk the walk, but she certainly talked the talk.
And this is like one of the preeminent scholars of our time.
Oh, absolutely.
In pharm sci.
She has policies. She's from Kentucky down in the States, and she has policies named after her, and I think that's quite genius. And when I found that out when she was teaching, it kind of just owned in into my focusing. I kind of think I deterred from the Facebook on my computer, and I think I focused in.
And I remember the first time I met Mary Ensom, it was like meeting a movie star.
Absolutely.
She has like so much style,
yes.
Right? Just like, yeah, gravity almost.
The gravity, certainly.
So we have a classic work by Mary Ensom. It's from the Journal of Clinical Pharmacokinetics. The title is Clinical Pharmacokinetics in the 21st Century. It's from 1998. This is a historic work. This is basically like having, did I mention they're autographed by Mary herself?
Amen to that.
Thank you, Mary Ensom, for donating this. This is basically like having an autographed copy of Watson and Crick's Nature article explaining the nature of DNA. So phone in. That's anybody who donates $20 or more is going to get that. So in addition to saving the future's independent media, you got an autographed work of scientific genius.
That could be a financial benefit to you in the future.
Indeed. So think of that, people. What else do we have? We also have, this is exciting. We have lab tours. So some of the researchers at UBC Pharmaceutical Science, I don't know if you know this, Tom, are doing amazingly cool work.
Yes, I've been up there sometimes.
They're doing work on things like ion channels to save people who suffer from epilepsy. They're working on genomics to see the effect of weightlessness on yeast. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Corey Neslow is sending yeast into space. So they donated lab tours. So if you'd like to come take a look at what they're doing, you need to donate $50. And that gets you the, in addition to all the other prizes, like the work of scientific genius, you get to go take a tour of a real life bona fide pharmaceutical science
lab. And it's not only a tour, but a VIP tour, essentially.
So
we'd always like to see researchers of working in the dungeon of buildings and in kind of creaky little hallways. But this, in the pharmaceutical building, which is relatively brand new and state-of-the-art, we have about six floors of drug research, and it's a fantastic facility. And it's practically what you would envision NASA to be, you know, headquarters in any kind of Apple studio with processing chips into computers. And this is exactly what it is. So I think it would be fantastic. And general public doesn't have access to it. So I'm not trying to say sorry to you guys for not being able to see it, but this is an amazing opportunity, one, to fundraise for us to go digital, as well as to see really what goes on behind closed doors.
Plus, you might get a chance to play with all their cool toys.
Yes.
The microscopes.
Yes.
Mass spectrometer.
Amen.
Okay, and then for the King of the World $100 donation, I have some very cool prizes. This is a 3D model of a protein structure. Tom, what's your favorite protein?
My favorite protein. You're putting me on the spot and now I'm sweating profusely.
You want to know mine?
Yes, I would like to know yours.
ATP synthase.
ATP synthase, and no why doubt. Is that?
Have you ever seen it? I'm sure you have. It's got like the four subunits and it ends up looking like this little mechanical device
okay.
that sort of turns, and that's how the hydrogen
powers
the proton gradient. That's yes. basically how we get all our energy. Yes. Those mitochondria are just ATP synthase.
That's, and you would want a 3D
Yes. I would pay more than $100 for it.
Oh, wow. And some lucky guest is going to have the opportunity to get a 3D structure of their favorite protein?
Yes. There are a few strings attached to that. This was donated by Tara Klassen. And I think there are some things, maybe ATP synthase is a little too complex. And I think she's looking more at a protein that is the target of a drug. I think that way we can at least make the claim that this is for science and not just for some boob who cares about ATP synthase. But no, do you know who discovered ATP synthase?
No,
the
I don't.
Structure? I don't know either, but he worked on the same floor as Adam Frankel down
that
at UCLA.
Is cool.
I know. Dr. Frankel knows him.
Dr. Frankel's a cool guy. He's a surfer dude at our faculty, as well as professor.
So that's it, people. I don't know how many more reasons you need to call in and make a donation.
Yeah, I could only I get to see the pieces of paper with the research paper, and it looks fantastic. So I totally jump on board with you, Adam, on that.
So give us a call. We have volunteers standing by, 604-822-8648. I'll give you a few minutes to think about it, and while you're doing that, you can listen to the Crobots.
Take you on a mall shot. I wanna watch you try and close your wall. I wanna buy all your new stock. Come on, baby, show me how you let it drop. Well, tell me all about your routines and all the silly ways you get around. And I'll tell you about my highways and all the boys and all the stories. Well, hey, baby, baby, baby. Thank you.
And we're back. You're listening to Transition State on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and on the internet around the world and sailing through the universe in the ether. I'm with Tom Wazirbisky. How's it going, Tom?
I'm good. I'm enjoying this.
It's enjoyable to save the future of radio. So
I think it is.
As everybody knows, we are in the middle of our Fun Drive episode. So far, so good, I think.
I think so. I think the words are fantastic, and we just had someone enter the studio, kind of interrupt us, and wanting to practically steal the 3D modeling certificates.
They are going hot, so yeah, phone in with your $100 donations. Is it just me, or is $100 a lot?
I think the what is more important is that that $100 is going to help us digitize our archives. And it is a lot of money, but I think this is a once-in-a-lifetime kind of opportunity that Dr. Clausen is providing for us, and I think everybody would jump on it if they knew the absolute coolness of that kind of certificate.
Absolute coolness, indeed. Do you know who did donate $100?
Who did?
Dr. Simon Albin.
Oh, awesome.
I know.
He's a professor at our school.
On-air shout-out, respect.
Respect to that.
$100 donation. Plus, I should mention that with that $100 donation, you get the 3D protein structure, plus the lab tour, plus the autographed work of scientific genius.
So you are just on the top of the charts, in our opinions.
It doesn't even make sense not to donate at this point.
Absolutely. It's not just looking at the 3D model for just $100. You get a signed copy from Dr. Ensom, as well as the faculty tour. I think, I don't know how to add, but I think you're really getting a bang for your buck.
There is even additional benefits.
What is that?
So those prizes were all donated by UBC's pharmaceutical science community, but there are some radio station CITR prizes that you get too. So
no
with a $30 donation, in addition to the autographed work of scientific genius, you also get a Friends of CITR card.
Very cool.
So that's going to save you money at the record store, at the bike shop, all the cool indie stuff that usually they hate you. You bring that card in and you're their friend.
Only more incentive to donate.
So call in, people. The number is 604-822-8648. Operators are standing by. CITR is your community broadcaster, so stop pirating and listening for free.
Absolutely.
All right. Would you like to hear some more music, Tom?
Yes, I would.
What would you like to hear?
Something of your choice.
You want to hear some Alisa music?
I would jump on that as well.
I know you're a big Alisa fan.
I think I would be. I don't know her, but I think that I like that name.
You're not an Alisa fan?
Alisa fan? Now you're putting me on the spot. And I'm
Alisa, she's in our class.
Oh, Alisa. Okay. Oh, I thought you was like Alisa, this is the Grammy Award winner, and I'm not watching mainstream.
No, I call this Alisa music.
Alisa music. Oh, definitely I know Alisa.
Okay, let me figure out the right button to press. And then this is Sarah Harmer with Coffee Stain.
There's a coffee stain around your eye and lines that I don't recognize. Everything changed from being okay the night that you came home so late. I knew by the time on the stove that you were no longer mine alone. Guess we're all just out on loan, and everybody is only their own. Oh, I loved you, and I guess I still do. Everything was going so good, I thought something bad might happen. Difference between bad and good, thought that I'd know, but I cross my toes and that's how it goes. Maybe I'm a fatalist to let it all go at this. Like some balloon I'll probably miss, lost in a treetop. but there's a coffee stain around your eye and lines that I don't recognize. Everything changed from being okay the night that you came home so late. Oh, I still do. Everything was going so good. I thought something bad might happen. And then it did. If you know the difference between bad and good, thought that I'd know. But I crossed my toes, and that's how it goes.
And we're back. You're listening to Transition State, and you just finished listening to Sarah Harmer. What'd you think of that, Tom?
It is amazing, Alisa music. I can totally see the passion of through her music. I could totally feel what Alisa was thinking when listening to that music.
Yeah, now we understand Alisa a little better.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we are in the middle of Fun Drive, people. I don't know what you're doing other than not calling in and donating, but it's time to transition into calling up and donating
and ramping it up, pulling out the checkbooks and truly supporting CITR for transitioning their archives into digital form.
Let's get digital. Hey, okay, pop quiz.
Okay,
what's your favorite digital song?
Digitally
robotic synthy song.
Can I say, what was the band growing up? Oh my gosh, you're putting me on the spot. The Aqua. Wasn't their band called Aqua?
Yeah, oh god, yeah.
Like, and so that, I remember living...
Barbie Girl?
I think I would jump onto... Is that kind of...
I'll give you that. Yeah, that's digital.
Yeah, it's digital. I think it's very personal as well.
I'm a Barbie girl.
Yeah, please.
In a Barbie world.
Yeah, I don't think we should judge someone by its by their outside kind of love of music. I think that song has roots in me.
Okay. Want to know my favorite digital?
Yes.
It's that Daft Punk song that's Robot Rock.
You know what I mean? Okay, yes.
So it's like, rock, robot, rock, yes. With the robot voice?
Yes.
Okay.
See, I think your song is now better. That one-upped mine. And so now I'm in a position of, I feel inferior.
You want to go, you want to take it back? You want to level up?
I think I'm going to hold on to it.
Okay.
I think there are some people out there on the wave that will jump on.
Okay. Well, call in. Volunteers are standing by, so call in and let us know. Do you know what our fundraising goal is this year for the whole CITR fund drive?
I would say it would be around in the 40,000 range.
Bam!
Bang on! Look at that! I should put money on that.
Gold star, Tom.
Yeah.
So true or false, $40,000 is a lot of money.
True.
I get that it is. I mean, it must be a lot of money if you can basically run a whole radio station for a year.
Oh, when you put it into context, I think, you know, that really justifies the really need of it, and really to support local radio stations.
Any UBC student who's open to just doing a little bit of training can come on, get free access to the media, take to the airwaves. That's really cool. That's a really cool thing.
Yeah, and to keep it on the air, I think, would be a tremendous accomplishment for the university to have, as well as for students to really own in on having CITR as a radio station for UBC students.
But I know that you have had experience in the pharmacy world with sponsorship.
Yes.
So in that realm, is $40,000 still a lot of money?
$40,000 in regards to pharmaceutical companies and pharmaceutical distributors, at this time in the market, which we're rebounding, essentially, it doesn't seem too much. But we've raised events for national conferences and in the six figures, it's really about letting people know how much of an impact their money does for people. And I don't think the monetary value, the number essentially, is anything to fear, but rather the success of what they're supporting is what is most important. And I think any number that's out there can be whatever it is, but if the cause is not appropriate or not sound or not, you know, being supported by students, then I think something's wrong. But we have an amazing opportunity here to support going digital and supporting music and not losing kind of history, not losing our sense of direction of where we've come from, so that those that can come before us, and I'm preaching to the choir, but that those that come before us can have the opportunity to listen to that Barbie song.
Aqua, right on. Okay, so call in and make a donation, people. This is Transition State. The number is 604-822-8648. Remember that CITR is not mainstream radio, which sucks, so you'll be a part of something cool. Take that opportunity.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to hear some more music. This is The Heavy Blinkers, and the title of the track is Someone Died at the Ice Capades.
Someone died today. She'd live forever when she laced up her skates, but people seldom do. This city, when she took the ice, with the double of its own sacrifice. She's walking on the virgin snow. She's
the sheep by her side, and her ice skates untied.
Wasn't that nice? Thank you, the Heavy Blinkers. So we are back in the middle of the Fun Drive Transition State CITR episode. How's it going, Tom?
I'm good.
You know what I'd like to do right now?
What would you like to do?
I'd like to run down the list of bonus incentives for people to call in and donate.
Just in case they forgot.
So I'll say the donation level, and Pop Quiz, you try and say what we're giving away.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to focus here.
Okay. Any donation of $20.
$20 gets a signed autographed copy of the one and only Dr. Ensign with her fabulous, what did you call it?
Scientific genius.
Scientific genius, everybody. So for $20, you get a signed copy from Dr. Ensign of Scientific Genius, which in the future could be worth something.
Clinical pharmacokinetics in the 21st century.
21st century.
Which we're in now. Now it's no big deal, but this was written in 1998. This is a classic work of, like I said, genius.
Yes, and I think what she had in there is exactly what we're doing now.
Okay, now I'm going to give you an even harder pop quiz.
Go for it.
So that work is sort of, she's way ahead of her time, right? This is 1998. I'm still in high school.
Correct. I'm still in the womb.
you're still an oocyte. And she's talking about clinical pharmacokinetics. So what is pharmacokinetics?
Pharmacokinetics, from what I still remember of that class, is how our body is, or essentially how the drug is breaking down and working in our body in regards to therapeutic levels. And for medication, we want to have it obviously absorbed and distributed within our body, but we want to have it stay in our body. And if a drug stays in our body before being cleared, then we don't need to dose it as much. We don't need as high as of a dose. And so it's really looking at how this molecule really interacts with certain influences, whether that's a pH balance in your stomach or pH in your blood, and seeing where it is distributed in the body. And so I don't know if that gives me an A plus on the quiz that you just asked me, but that's how I interpreted her class to be.
It's certainly accurate. You get points for accuracy. I think people out there could understand that. Like before, I think before pharmacokinetics gained a lot of prominence, pharmacists and also the companies were mostly focused on what the drugs do, and yeah, they're inventing a new drug that does something new, mm-hmm, and sort of going for new targets. But mm-hmm, this is a person who's looking at, oh, you might want to look at how the body handles this drug, mm-hmm, how it gets cleared, whether it's dangerous to dose it, mm-hmm, whether it has to be given, you know, IV, whether it's stable at room temperature, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So this is, you get a sense of like the groundbreaking nature of this work.
And that was
1998. Indeed.
Look at that.
Okay, she's a legend. Okay, so what do you get for $50?
$50 is a remarkable, groundbreaking tour of Dr. Nislow's lab as well as Dr. Clausen's lab, who are both renowned researchers within our faculty. These are state-of-the-art facilities with our new pharmaceutical building here on campus at UBC. And I don't know what more to say other than some of the kind of technologies in those labs I cannot pronounce or even could put a value on them. They're so cool.
It's really a unique opportunity.
It is unique. It's very cool.
Okay, you passed. And then what do you get if you make a, say you're the king of the world,
king
you
the
own
world.
Pfizer, and you have $100 to donate to radio? What do you get for that?
$100? Not only do you get the scientific genius signed coffee from Dr. Ensign, not only do you get a VIP tour of Dr. Nislow's and Dr. Clausen's lab, you as well get a 3D printed structure of a molecule of your choice through Dr. Clausen's lab. Thank you for her.
Amazing.
Yes, very cool. And I think that would be something to have displayed at your house and to comment to when you're out with friends. You know, I have a 3D personal protein.
That's a great icebreaker, you know.
It is.
You're gonna get a lot of action.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're ever doing the three truths and a lie, you could say, you know, I have a protein 3D structure that I got from Dr. Clausen's lab from the pharma science folk.
Is it just me or is nerdiness coming back? Like,
I
huge?
Think it is. I think it is. Absolutely.
Nerdiness is like the new hotness. So get
I
on
think,
board.
I think.
Okay, and there's one very, very special prize that we haven't mentioned yet. Do you know what it is?
Oh, I'm intrigued. I want to find out more.
It's a top-of-the-line prize, and I wanted to give it away for people who donated 10 or more millions of dollars because it's such an awesome opportunity. But the donor, who is Dr. Nislow, wanted to make sure that it was a democratic thing.
Very good of him.
Everybody who makes any donation to Transition State, you got to write Transition State on your donation, will be entered into a draw, and the winner will receive an opportunity to have their very own personal DNA genome sequenced. And it's not just how cool it is to go in and see how they do it. You also get all your entire code on in an Excel file, and he'll put it on a USB and hand it to you. It's yours to keep forever. You can do whatever you want. I don't know if you know, but there are services online that you can sort of have this done, but they're very limited to like linealogy. Or there are a lot of strings attached and things you can't look at. This is none of that. This is fully open. If you want to know your chance of getting breast cancer, stuff that's genome related, you can absolutely look it up. If you want to know if you're a sort of rapid metabolizer for codeine, you have that information. It's yours. There's no strings attached. So, hey, knowledge is power.
It is. And I think that is an incredible opportunity for someone to jump on. And I think this is something with work from Dr. Nislow in this field, which he's a renowned researcher, I think is an amazing opportunity for themselves to find out more about themselves. And I think we're always intrigued about our own bodies, and it's so unique to certain medications. And I know we've sometimes think that a medication works in us all the same, or that we have the likely odds of having a disease state or condition, but actually we are very quite unique, and I think that's where science is going in medicine, especially in personalized medication. I think the person who is lucky enough to win it in the draw with donating to CITR fundraiser will be kind of the front runner in the new wave of science.
Definitely, I mean. You'll be aware of this, but what they teach us, the way pharmacy is going in the future, there's definitely going to be drug therapies for things that were previously untreatable, but those therapies are going to be related to your personal protein structures, things that you have going on, which is a factor of your genome. And as they come out with new drugs that they're almost require you to know something about your genome, you have it. You have mm-hmm. it forever. It's never going to change. You could grow old, and as they come up with new treatments, you're like on board. You don't need to pay money to go get it sequenced. You got your info right there.
And that info is going to help you kind of customize the medication towards your body. And customization is dosing, is frequency of dosing, is clearance, is how it specifically works with certain cells in your body as regards to a kind of a large variable drug. And so that decreases the risk of side effects, that decreases the risk of adverse effects or interactions. And I think this is an amazing opportunity for someone to jump on it and find more about themselves, because I think our greatest asset, do you know what our greatest asset is, Adam?
Coal.
Coal, that is true, but I think China has that. I think China's
main focus. Oh, you meant our greatest asset.
Yeah, our greatest...
Knowledge?
Knowledge is good, but I think our bodies are our biggest assets and our biggest kind of property that we kind of, if we can focus on ourselves in that aspect and make ourselves happy, healthy, which this kind of allows you to see internally on a cellular level where we are, then I think we can make choices to better our greatest asset, which is, I think, our bodies.
Know yourself.
Know yourself inside and out.
I also want to mention that it does include it with the file of all your code, which you might not really be good at interpreting. They also identify all your polymorphisms and compare that to the so-called normal human genome. So you'll be aware all the things that you have that maybe other people don't.
And that is one more thing to talk about at a party.
Bam! Nerdiness is coming back, people, so call in. It's 604-822-8648. Operators are standing by. We are currently hovering at about 28.5 people. Our goal is $40,000, so we still need more. Why not phone in with $9, bump us up to 28.5? Hey? Okay, while we're waiting for you to do that, here's some music. This is You're Not Alone, featuring The Sunglasses Kid by Dana Jane Phoenix.
Thank you. It's time to unlock the bathroom door and talk about Crohn's and colitis. They're lifelong diseases. They're on the rise among children under 10, and they involve severe abdominal pain, chronic diarrhea, and for many people, life-altering surgery. They're mired in secrecy and embarrassment, ignorance and fear, which only adds to the pain. It's time to make it stop. Crohn's and colitis. Make it stop for life. Visit crohnsandcolitis.ca.
Be intrigued and inspired by years of research and groundbreaking ideas in a matter of minutes. Attend a 3-minute thesis event on March 10th or 12th, featuring powerful research presentations from UBC graduate students in 3 minutes or less. Attendance is free this March 10th and 12th. Check out the website 3mt.grad.ubc.ca for event times and location.
FM Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Okay, food, it puts me in a good mood and keeps me going. When in the strains, ain't nothing worse than hunger pains right there. So will I fare if need be, snacks with an X, whatever, just feed me a mountain food. Puts me in a good mood and keeps me going. When in the strains, ain't nothing worse than hunger pains right there. So will I fare if need be, snacks with an X, whatever, just feed me, I'm hungry. And I mentioned to get in the kitchen, so let me consider what's in the refrigerator. First ingredients needed, get eggs, wheat, and flour for something salty, or maybe sweet and sour lemon. With delicious brown rice, sounds nice, but I can't argue with barbecue. Unforgettable edibles, fresh fruits and vegetables, a tomato, tornado, a plate of mashed potatoes, drooling for tabbouleh, salad, lentils, and chickpeas, ready for spaghetti, a cold cuts with brick cheese, a can lost, and dreams of desserts like pumpkin pies or Boston cream, gobble a peach cobbler after 8's lobster, along with a couple of pieces of cheese pizza, maybe, let me fit, cheese pizza, maybe. I just do a sandwich, marshmallows, peanut butter, and bananas, and a big plate of pita bread. Feed Marie instead of Tittles, and asparagus, my knowledge of fried rice. For the right price, you can begin to dig in to mold the bowl of minestrone. Please make cheesecake. Everybody wants a lot of avocado gelato. Watch me on minimum, a chocolate chip cookies of rice pudding for fried calamari with seaweed. Trying to save room for strawberries and kiwi to inside a little plate of French milk griddle cakes. All in doubtful, so I'm gonna be mouthful of food. Puts me in a good mood, it keeps me going. When in the strains, ain't nothing worse than hunger pains right there. So a life fair if need be, snacks just feed me. It puts me in a good mood and keeps me going. When the strains ain't nothing worse than hunger pains right there. So will I fare if need be, snacks with an X, whatever, just feed me some food. Alright.
And we're back. Welcome to Transition State's annual Fun Drive show. I'm Adam, and with me is Tom. Just have one quick question, Tom.
What is your favorite thing about pharmacy?
I think learning about medications and how they work in the body is the coolest thing ever.
Okay, and follow up. What is your very, very, very favorite thing about Fun Drive?
About putting the archives back into digital. I think that is the way we need to go for our generation to remember what we did in the archives.
Fascinating. And one more question. When did you first come to Munchkinland?
Munchkinland has been always my favorite.
Good, I'd like to welcome you to Munchkinland. And I'd like to welcome everyone to Munchkinland right now.
Thank you very much. Munchkinland has been an appropriate environment for me to really be honest to who I am as a person.
And here's the arcade fire with Keep the Car Running.
Thank you. understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student